This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Since the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 people, there's been a lot of talk about how to prevent more tragedies. Much of that discussion has been about guns. But there's another dimension to this issue, demand for a whole range of products and services to make schools safer from gun violence. From the Marketplace Hub at the IdeaStream newsroom in Cleveland, Adrian Mall reports.
You don't just walk into a Norton, Ohio public school. There's a protocol. Before you enter the middle school, for instance, Superintendent Dana Addis demonstrates how visitors go through what's called a secured vestibule. Basically, a glass and metal box with one way in, one way out.
So, any of our visitors that come in, they have to press a button.
A camera lets a staff member see who's there, and if everything looks okay, they release the locks.
And then you hear the click, so that opens the door.
Until recently, Addis says most of his schools had a vestibule like this, except one, the elementary school. He says the school board was waiting until summer break to add one, but then in February, the Parkland shooting happened. 6 weeks and about $12,000 later, the elementary building got its own new vestibule.
That's one of the most important things that we've done as a result of Parkland, is we have totally secured all of the entrances to our four buildings.
And Addis says that's just the start. He says the school board's also considering buying devices that would allow staff to barricade doors inside the building, too. But with all the classrooms, offices, and other spaces, there are about 250 doors district-wide, and securing them all could cost almost $30,000.
So school districts have to work to see, are these devices actually ones that will work? Are we running into any companies that simply are taking advantage of a time to make some money?
He says he gets a couple emails a week from companies selling this gadget or that service, all promising to make his school safer. Robin Hattersley is executive editor at Campus Safety Magazine, a trade publication for security professionals. She says every time there's a high-profile shooting, there tends to be a spike in sales for a lot of different products.
Things like video surveillance, access control, locks, metal detection, two-way radios, emergency notification. Call boxes, panic buttons, fences.
According to the research firm IHS Market, these products and the services that go with them add up to a $2.7 billion school security industry, one they project to grow by 1% a year for the next few years. One person adding to that growth is J.R. Supas, who sells school safety equipment from his office in North Canton, Ohio. Inside, he holds up an orange-colored steel spike, about 4 inches long.
This here is Bolo Stick.
In an emergency, you can jam it in the door to barricade it from intruders. Cost, $59.
Puts it in the hole. So about 4,500 pounds of pressure can be put against that and it's not going to break.
Supas is a former school administrator. Today, he heads up an educational consulting company called DriveMind Group, which does over half its business selling safety products to schools. Things like a $3,000 visitor ID system and an app that lets school staff monitor social media and receive anonymous tips. Supas has been in business about a year, and he says in that time, he's never really had to give the hard sell.
Instead of having to go find customers, we were getting people coming to us.
One reason is that Ohio is no stranger to school shootings. In fact, there have been 5 school shootings in the state since 2012. But schools also have limited budgets, so even if parents and administrators want to see increased security, school districts might not have the money.
Financially, we're strapped right now.
That's Norton School Superintendent Dana Addis again. He says he's weighing whether to buy more security equipment or spend the money on personnel instead, like full-time resource officers or mental health counselors. He says each of those positions would add another dimension of safety to his school. But of course, their salaries would cost money too. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.